Well, here we go with boots and salutes this morning. It's the 10-minute takeover on CJWW and the Internet News Poll question today. The Canadian government is considering a tundra swan and mourning dove hunt in the prairies, including Saskatchewan. Would you be in favor? Well, 84% say no. Boots and salutes, you can start us off today.
Yes, good morning. Great big salute to Brad Jacobs and Rachel Holman for their upcoming games this week.
Right on. Go, Canada, go. Hey, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning, Ben. I have a couple of questions for you. On this morning dove hunt and a swan hunt, are we going to be able to use sticks and slingshots? Because, I mean, the Liberals are bound and determined to take away all the firearms. And the other question is this their idea of helping people with grocery prices? Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute my beautiful Prime Minister for creating more jobs than America in January. Of course, you got a president pooping his pants every day. Who wants that? Oh, my God.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I just have a comment about that halftime show last night. It was pretty good, even though we didn't know what he was saying. But Canada is going to do better at the Grey Cup, because we're going to get someone who knows English, and that's Bugs Bunny.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to boot some of the new TV shows that are on TV right now. I don't know how new The Pitt is, but I turned it on the other day, and the F word was just all over the place. I turned on last night Borderline, and the same thing. How far has society sunk that we have to actually have all that kind of horrible language on TV? I think it's time that some of these producers, basically got fired, and we started to see some good programs on TV. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey there, boots and salutes. Hello. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Salutes. A new medal for Canada at the Olympics. Megan Oldham of Parry Sound, Ontario. Congratulations to her in the women's skiing slopestyle event. And also, let's give a big salute to Percy Hoff, a true pillar of soccer in Saskatchewan. He helped start the off-the-wall soccer tournament and has coached thousands of kids across multiple generations in Saskatchewan. So, big salute to you, Percy Hoff. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, I got a whole whack of salutes and a couple boots. First of all, I'd like to salute this beautiful weather. I would like to salute our Shelbrook Senior Elks on a great weekend of wins. Our Shelbrook AA Midgets and the U15 and the U11s all on their great games this weekend. And St. Albert Ringette teams and their big wins, and a big boot to the blowout guy, and yeah, and the rest.
Hey, good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute the PA Raiders, and that was probably the best halftime show ever. I guess the racists didn't like it.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. To the guy who doesn't like The Pitt, it's one of the most highest-ranking shows on TV. People who work in emergency rooms say that's the most realistic thing. And there is a warning before the show about language, so I guess to each their own.
There you go. How about the Super Bowl? Did you catch the game yesterday? Seattle Seahawks taking it 29-13. Was great to see Kenneth Walker III getting the MVP honors. He rushed for 135 yards. I was looking like, are we going to score a touchdown here at all? Three quarters, no touchdowns at all. And then finally, things kind of woke up in the fourth quarter there. But I thoroughly enjoyed the Super Bowl this time around. A lot of people were saying, it doesn't feel like the Super Bowl, and I don't know why. I think this is my theory behind it. Because it was still sunny out, because they were on the West Coast, that's maybe why it didn't feel like the Super Bowl, right? Usually it's, all dark. The halftime show is dark and lit up, and this time around it was a little bit different. So maybe that was kind of why the vibe felt a little bit off at the Super Bowl. That's my theory with it anyway, But, yeah, it was still great to see the Seattle Seahawks take home the championship. I know there's a lot of Seahawks fans around here. Saskatchewan Rush rolling too, falling behind 4-0 early, but they stormed back to beat San Diego, extending their winning streak to 7 games now, the longest since 2014 and the longest winning streak since the team has arrived in Saskatchewan. So shout out to the Rush, having an absolutely dominating year this year. Again, phone lines are open. If you've got something to say this morning, 306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Getting up to a high of -2 today and a slight chance of flurries. It's sitting at -9 right now. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning, blah, 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 Shelbrook and Foosball 2.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I got a great big boot from my friend Peter here who likes to bend rods and mess up our drill. Thank you very much.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I really enjoyed those Ukrainian dancers, and thank you very much for the ticket.
You went to Karinya, did you?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to hear it was a good show.
I wanted to do that call makeup, but there was nobody to dance with.
we should have lined you up with somebody. Thanks for the call today.
Me and my friend went, and she really enjoyed it, and she's not Ukrainian.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to hear. I'm glad you enjoyed your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Team Canada is also on the medal board with Valerie Maltese, capturing bronze in the women's 3,000-meter speed skating event. Actually, that was a crazy, crazy lineup. The lady that she was matched with, the Italian, actually setting an Olympic record on that run. So it was easily the best run of the day, and that puts Canada's medal total up to 2 now at the Winter Olympics with 2 bronze medals. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to salute the Prince Albert Raiders for playing so good this year. Salute Mr. Moore. Salute Blah Blah Man. Boot to Blades and boot to Shelburne guy. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just want to boot the SAS Gaming Association. They're allowing beer to be served when Canada's playing hockey at 5 in the morning. Now, if you need a beer at 5 in the morning, maybe you should seek some help, but now we have to worry about drunk drivers at 9 o'clock in the morning? I don't think so.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I'd like to salute the All-American halftime show I watched last night with Kid Rock and support the 51st State.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to Mark Carney and his communist government. When he brings it in, it's going to look good on all the liberals because you don't own anything when you live in a communist country. The government does. So get your keys ready, liberals. You have to give up your houses. Have a lovely day.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to thank my family for the wonderful Come and Go tea they did for me for my 90th birthday yesterday.
Aw, that's wonderful. Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. This is Rose calling.
Thank you, Rose. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And Boots and Salutes can be our last caller today.
Yeah, that guy that phones in every day booting Mark Carney, you know what? He needs to find a shovel, dig a hole, and have a nice long dirt nap. Have a lovely day.
All right, well, that will do it for Boots and Salutes today. It's back same time, same place tomorrow here on CJWW. After 8 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the holidays today, and we've also got our legendary country quiz. Our jackpot is up to $200 in bingo bucks over to City Center Bingo. We'll see if that jackpot is going to increase or somebody in the province is a little bit richer here this morning. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear.